It's time again for Aging Adventures, a monthly podcast featuring topics relevant to both baby boomers and seniors living within the 17-county Bluegrass region. Aging Adventures is brought to you by the Bluegrass Area Agency on Aging and Independent Living and the Bluegrass Area Development District. Now here's your host, Christopher Hawks.
Welcome to the latest edition of Aging Adventures here at the Bluegrass Area Agency on Aging and Independent Living. My guest today is Mary Kay cosmetics expert Pamela Goodrich, and she is here to talk with us about skincare in seniors. And thank you, Pamela, for being with us today. Anything you'd like to say to get us started off?
Well, just thanks for having me, Chris.
Okay, thank you for being here. The first question is, why is skincare important for seniors?
Well, Chris, what's the largest organ of your body?
The skin.
The skin. A lot of people don't know that. And just like you take care of your eyes and your ears and your heart, it's important to take care of your skin. Now, seniors have some additional issues to think about because as you age, you're more susceptible to skin infections and disease. Your skin gets less supple, thinner, and drier. The other thing is that all that past sun exposure you had, well, now it comes out as skin damage, and actually you can get skin cancer. The other thing about seniors and their skin is to remember that they have more chronic diseases and they take more medication. Both the disease and the medication can make taking care of senior skin a little bit more difficult.
When choosing skincare products, what ingredients should seniors look for?
You know, Chris, a lot of the top companies have patented ingredients, so that makes it a little difficult, but there are some things. The first thing I think about is sunscreen. I don't know if you know this, but 80% of sun exposure is incidental. It happens when you weren't planning on it. It's going to the bank. It's going to the post office, talking to your neighbor in the street, going shopping. So a sunscreen 24/7 is very important.
What SPF should the sunscreen be?
An SPF of 30 will block about 97% of the UV rays. When you get to SPF 50, you're looking at 98%. So there's not a lot of difference between, you know, SPF 30 and 50, but you really would want to have a 30 just for everyday use, where if you're going out there and you're planning to be on the beach all day long, you want something like an SPF 50. But going above 50, you're not really getting much bang for the buck.
What about this time of year? We're in fall and coming into wintertime, and people probably think it's not as important to wear sunscreen during those months. Is that true?
No, you still need to wear sunscreen. You should have it on every day because the sun exposure comes from the rays bouncing off of the concrete. Comes through the windows of your office or as you're driving. So you really need to take care of that, using that sunscreen all the time.
As far as seniors and sunscreen, some of them may say, well, you know, I've attained a certain age. It's no longer important for me to be concerned about this. And what do you have to say about that?
Well, you really should still be concerned because it is so easy to get sun damage. And because the skin is thinner, now the sun rays are going to come through that skin much easier. And your skin is drier, again, more susceptible to infections. But there's a few other ingredients. Like, for example, I would look for vitamin A, like a retinol, because retinol is going to turn your skin over faster. So that means you're going to be exposing younger, softer, smoother-looking skin, even out the skin tone, get rid of fine lines and wrinkles. And then besides retinol and sunscreen, I'd look for something like a vitamin C. Because the other thing that happens is your skin, the collagen and the elastin starts to degrade. That leads to the bagging and the sagging. People notice it first on their neck. They say, oh, my neck's all crepey. Well, that's loss of elastin and collagen. So vitamin C really helps with that.
You mentioned the appearance of the skin, and people are living longer, they're healthier, and they want their outward appearance to match how they're feeling on the inside. So obviously skincare plays a big part in that.
It does.
Daily skincare. How does nutrition and water intake affect the skin, especially in seniors?
Well, you know what's funny is that it's very true that beauty is from the inside out. I mean, we just talked about special ingredients. You're talking about vitamin A, vitamin C. Those are ingredients that you're putting on top of the skin, hoping it gets down into your skin. So you can imagine if you're doing the proper nutrition, now you're working from the inside out. So you're going to attack the skin from both directions, really. And a lot of companies and scientists are finding that, wow, food extracts are great for your skin. For example, the navy bean extract is used to help lighten, brighten, and get rid of sunspots. So, and nutrition is very, very important. And a lot of plant peptides are in your top levels of skincare products. They're all patent pending, but they're usually plant peptides. And Chris, you probably don't know this, but 60% of your body is water. So hydration is super important. And we talked earlier that as your skin ages, it's thinner, so it dehydrates faster, it's drier. So hydration inside is very important if you want the outside to look as good.
So as far as senior skincare, you would say that topical treatments and nutrition is just as important as topical treatments.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay. With all the marketing hype, how do you know which products to choose or trust?
That is an excellent question that I get quite a lot. So it is difficult because, you know, you can go out and go Google and you can go Siri, you can talk to Alexa and you can get your fingers on a ton of information. But how much of that is really true? How do you separate fact from fiction? Well, one of the things is if you're looking at printed material and it says 9 out of 10 people say, well, now look for that little asterisk after that sentence. Does that asterisk then lead you to a sentence that talks about this is from a clinical trial, this is from research and development, or if there's nothing there, then that might just be a marketing thing. But the other thing is to look at, find out about a company. Are they spending money on research and development? Are they getting patents? Are they looking for new products? And then there's a lot of awards out there that people aren't familiar with. But like the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, that is for products that meet a certain level of safety, quality, and performance. If you're going to get a sunscreen, then look for the Skin Cancer Foundation Seal of Approval. And then there is another great award. It's the Personal Care Products Consumer Commitment Code. Big, long word. But what it is for companies that have gone beyond the basic levels of legal requirements. It goes to companies that are proactive and responsible when it comes to product performance and safety. So if a company is getting those kind of awards, you can guarantee that the product is meeting the marketing hype that they've got out there.
So you would say it's important for seniors or anyone interested in quality skincare products to do some research on the front end, discover how this product was developed, and also maybe look at some reviews from people who have used the product. Would you agree with that?
Yes, yes. And don't always just believe all the hype. I mean, there's always the, 9 out of 10 people say this, or, you know, this is the latest hashtag movement.
The late night infomercial type things.
Right, right. You want to really look at it and go, wait a minute, is this a company that is respectable? Is this a company that is winning awards for safety and performance? And if they are, then that might be a product you want. But also keep in mind, when it says if they've had product testing and 9 out of 10 women it works for, that doesn't mean it's going to work for you, because there is always that one person that they weren't very pleased with it.
In terms of affordability, I think some people think, and this is especially true for seniors who many are on a fixed income, they say quality products are outside of my price range. They feel like maybe they have to get medical grade skincare products, which are hundreds of dollars rather than something over the counter. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, there's pricing. A lot of times people will look at just the price, and then they're not realizing that when you do it price per how long it lasts, there are a lot of products out on the market that will give you a very good price and for the longevity of the product. I know the product that I represent, you know, it only takes a pea-sized amount. So yes, this moisturizer might seem more expensive than the moisturizer you're using, but if you find out that you're using 3 times the moisturizer compared to mine, then you realize that, well, wait a minute, the price isn't that bad if it's going to last a long time.
I know when a lot of people think of skincare, they think of only women, but it's also important for men, especially sunscreen. We know that that a lot of seniors, they've come from agricultural backgrounds from their younger days. They've had a lot of skin exposure to the sun, and that has created some issues for some. So why is it important for men also to be thinking about skincare and wear sunscreen?
Just because at the beginning, the skin's the largest organ, and they've got a lot of skin as well. So they need to take care of it. And I really do think it's important for anybody. You don't have to be a senior, even in your 20s, to get in with a dermatologist. Have a dermatologist check it over, because as long as, you know, I've been doing it, I can't always know when, hey, that's a bad spot or that's a good spot.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Pamela?
No, I think that covers it pretty well, Chris.
All right. Well, thank you for being here today. And this has been the latest edition of Aging Adventures here at the Bluegrass Area Agency on Aging and Independent Living.
This has been Aging Adventures, a monthly podcast brought to you by the Bluegrass Area Agency on Aging and Independent Living and the Bluegrass Area Development District. Aging Adventures is produced by Christopher Hawks and directed by Tab Patterson. If you would like more information on the topic discussed, please visit our website at www.bgadd.org or contact our office at 859-269-8021. Thanks for listening.